It was June of 2018 when Arizona felt the initial blow of a recycling system that was breaking down. Flagstaff, a city known for its environmental focus, became the first city in the state to scale back its recycling program. Since then, other cities in Arizona and across the U.S. have followed suit. Recycling has become a national crisis, and local governments are on their own to navigate through it. From KJZZ's Business Desk, Heather Van Blokland explains why.
Compostable cups can be a mixed thing because they can make you feel good about it. Oh, I can use this cup and I can throw it away because it's compostable. Well, it isn't actually compostable unless it's really composted.
Lani Giovalli is with the environmental group, the Azulita Project. I met her at the Flagstaff Farmers Market a few days after the city's recycling ban was announced.
The reality is that there is a huge plastic issue in China and in India, so it makes sense that they need to focus on their own situation and that we need to take responsibility here in the United States for our own situation.
It's a lot of waste, and it keeps growing. In 2015, the most recent EPA data released, only 2.5% of plastic waste was recycled and processed inside the U.S. The remainder was either landfilled or exported to China for processing. Groups like Giovalli's are trying to change that, and so are city and county managers.
The state has a role, local jurisdictions have a role, and then private industry has a role as well.
Lance Klug is with CalRecycle, California's Department of Recycling. Klug says despite California's environmental focus, the state did not process much recycling domestically either. California sent about one-third of its recycled products to China prior to 2018.
Through the 90s into the 2000s, we had a market for all those materials. China was taking a lot of the materials that and paying higher prices than domestic recyclers or remanufacturers would even pay. There was a cycle, and that worked for a while.
And then it didn't. Just like Arizona, California is stuck. Klug says the dilemma is figuring out how each individual city can manage on its own.
There is no statewide standard. There's no nationwide standard on what is recyclable, what is not recyclable, because what's recyclable all depends on, whether your local jurisdiction, your local hauler has markets for a certain type of material.
Joe Judice is Assistant Public Works Director for the City of Phoenix.
Different states have different programs. So, in California, there are a lot of state grant programs, et cetera. Arizona's, from a state program perspective, doesn't have a lot. The cities typically are the ones bearing that in Arizona.
Cities and counties are the ones bearing the cost burden in Arizona. There are no state or federal policies on recycling, and that's the problem. In the late 1980s, landfill capacity was a big issue nationwide. Cities and counties started demanding action to deal with the problem, and curbside recycling was born. The public-private partnership between waste companies and local governments was formed, the way it works today. Phoenix-based Republic Services has grown to be the second largest waste company in the country under this arrangement. Because of the recycling crisis, the company has made dramatic changes, stopping services in some U.S. cities and raising rates in others. Pete Keller is head of sustainability at Republic Services.
So we're out engaging in those conversations about, changing the way that we recycle, changing the way that we service those customers, changing how we educate on what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable, right? And so some of that conversation is about increases in rates.
Recycling makes up only 3% of Republic's business. While that portion has dropped dramatically amid the China crisis, the company has continued to report profits. 2018 net income was $1 billion, up 21% from the year before. Cities and counties, meanwhile, are stuck. They must now pay more to provide this same service, or figure out some other way to reduce recycling costs.
And so the City of Phoenix decided to upgrade their recycling facility to make sure that they can make more money sorting that material so that it can sustain itself long term and doesn't become a cost to the city. And so we invested $3 million in that recycling facility.
Bridget Croak is with Closed Loop Partners, a private equity fund, an outsourced form of bank financing. Her investment fund focuses on waste and recycling. It now partners with the City of Phoenix. Klug said California is making great progress in getting state funding approved. One bill passed in February mandates every beverage container sold have a minimum refund value. A second bill requires manufacturers of recyclable containers prove those containers have a market to be resold.
Because essentially the long-term goal is to create a closed-loop economy instead of relying on exports to manage our own materials. Think of the jobs you create, the greenhouse gases and energy that you don't produce when you take the material that, you know, Phoenix is throwing away, and creating opportunities in Phoenix to process that material there and remanufacture it.
Federal funding is still on the horizon, according to industry insiders, but it's been almost 2 years, and local governments are still the primary solution to what has become a national and increasingly international problem. In Phoenix, I'm Heather Van Blockland, KJZZ News.